The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It is the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. The Southern Baptist Convention wrapped up last week, the largest meeting in many, many years. And as is always the case, different opinions from different people. And again, I want to make it clear, I'm an outsider looking in. I'm not an expert on the Southern Baptist Convention. I'm not an insider by any means. But overall, I am thrilled with what happened. The new president, he is being ridiculed severely by some far, far right wing sites, far right evangelical sites, and he's also being shredded by the far left, which means he probably is about where he should be. He is strong on the inerrancy of Scripture. He is known for his work with racial reconciliation, and he was nominated by my good friend Fred Luter. Not talked to Fred for quite a while. I need to have him on the program again. Fred Luter was the first black president of the Southern Baptist Convention, and there are few people that I have more respect and honor for than Fred Luter. And I don't know the new president, but Fred Luter does put his name into nomination, and that says a great deal for me. They adopted one of the strongest pro-life resolutions, condemnation of abortion, that I have ever read. There is no possible way anyone could read the Southern Baptist Convention resolution on abortion and come away ambiguous about their stand for life. They made it clear it is wrong, it is sin, it is evil, it is murder. They want it abolished, all of it, all abortion abolished. It took a great deal of courage to pass that resolution, an enormous amount of courage. And I don't know of any denomination that has taken that strong a stand. And then, I didn't know this until today. I missed it last week. But the Southern Baptist Convention became the first U.S. denomination to condemn China's genocide of the Uyghurs. Now, that's spelled U-Y-G-H-U-R-S, but it's pronounced Uyghurs. They are predominantly Muslims. They are, well, they're ethnic Muslims. I don't know whether they're native to China, but they have lived in China for a long, long, long time. And Communist China has been guilty of extreme persecution of Christians, but they have persecuted these ethnic Muslims even more than Christians. And it has risen, most people believe, to the level of genocide. And the Southern Baptist Convention passed Resolution 8, And it is a strong condemnation of communist China's genocide of the Uyghur people. Here's the story. Messengers to the Southern Baptist Convention annual meeting voted to adopt a resolution condemning the genocide committed against Uyghurs and other ethnic Muslims by the Chinese government, becoming the first major United States-based denomination to speak out against the abuses. Now, let me just stop there. Isn't that interesting? The far liberal left, mainline Protestant denominations, Presbyterian Church USA, ELCA, Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, the Episcopal Church, the other liberal mainline Protestant denominations are big into social justice, equality, racial equity, and on and on and on and on. And not one of them has spoken out against the genocide of this Muslim minority in China. Now, I'm not a Muslim. I believe that radical Muslim is a tremendous danger to America and the rest of the world. And I've made that very clear. Radical Muslim is a danger. But if I am a follower of Jesus Christ, I cannot in any way, shape, or form support the genocide of anyone, any group, ethnic group, religious group. We can't, not if we are followers of Jesus. So I find it fascinating that the mainline Protestant denominations that have for many, many years condemned the Southern Baptist Convention for not being socially conscious, for not getting involved in the whole social justice movement and so forth, all of those mainline Protestant denominations have basically been silent about communist China, and the Southern Baptists have had enough courage to pass a resolution condemning the genocide of the Uyghurs. Quote, Resolution 8 called for the Chinese Communist Party to stop its genocide of the Uyghur people, a community that resides mainly in China's Western Autonomous Region, and restore to them their full God-given rights. The motion urges the U.S. government to prioritize the admission of Uyghurs to this country as refugees and provide resources for their support and resettlement. Estimates suggest that as many as 1 to 3 million Uyghur Muslims have been subject to internment camps in Western China. They are subject to ideological brainwashing, taught to be secular citizens who should never oppose the ruling Communist Party and so forth. And there is a great deal of evidence. It has not been proved absolutely conclusively, but there's a great deal of evidence that these Uyghurs are being forced to make American products in these forced labor camps. These ethnic Muslims are being forced to make American products like athletic apparel, apparel related to the NBA, the Major League Baseball, and yet the NBA, Major League Baseball, has refused so far to take any kind of stand, and the Republicans in Congress just a couple of weeks ago tried to pass a resolution to condemn the forced labor camps in China and to prohibit American companies from buying any of their goods. The Democrats shot it down. What? Yeah. The Democrats shot it down. It was just simply a piece of legislation that said, hey, if American corporations find out that their products are being produced as a result of slave labor, those American corporations would be required to end that relationship. The Democrats shot it down. Yeah. Like I said, the hypocrisy on the left is stunning at times. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more. Bob Burney Live, my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. I knew this was going to happen. I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but I knew this was going to happen. Way back months and months and months ago, the CDC released a statement that was almost completely ignored. It wasn't ignored here. You and I talked about it because, of course, we're LTDs. But the CDC said months ago that up to 80% of all the COVID reported deaths were not deaths of people dying because of COVID, but people dying with COVID. So in other words, COVID was not necessarily the cause of death. It contributed. The cause of death might have been a heart attack. It might have been diabetes. It could have been a stroke. It could have been COPD. It could have been any other, many, many, many other things. And the CDC said up to 80%. And for a few days, people were talking about the difference of people dying of COVID-19 and people dying with COVID-19. It's a huge difference. A huge difference. And then it just went away. And all you heard from the news media was how many people were dying. And by the way, folks, please, I am not in any way implying that COVID was not, is not serious, and I am not in any way saying that it was a hoax. Not saying that at all. What I am saying is, and let me repeat what I've said over and over again. In 2 to 5 years from now, as we look back on this whole COVID thing, we're going to realize that most of what we were told was not true. Most. Not some. Now, this is my unprofessional opinion. Most of what we have been told is not true, including the number of deaths. Can I give you just one example? Here's a headline from today. California County cuts COVID-19 death toll by 25%. After finding that some deaths were clearly, I'm quoting, clearly not caused by the virus. Here's the story. A California county cut its COVID-19 death toll by around 25% after determining that some deaths were not a direct result of the virus. This is Alameda County in California. Alameda County is down in Southern California. Quote, county officials decided to revise the numbers to align with the California Department of Public Health's guidance on how to classify deaths. The county previously included deaths of anyone infected with the virus, regardless of whether COVID-19 was a direct or contributing cause of death. And by the way, that is exactly what has happened here in Ohio. When you read the number of deaths here in Ohio, please understand this. No one really knows how many of those deaths were actually because of COVID. It could be up to 80%. Could be. Somewhere probably between 25% and 80% of the deaths reported here in the state of Ohio are people that did not die because of COVID. 25 to 80%. Somewhere in between. And nobody knows, because the state of Ohio has not decided yet. Now, I believe, and I could be totally wrong on this, I believe within the next 12 months, we're going to hear from the Ohio Department of Health, and there's going to be a statement released saying, oh, you know, after looking at the death certificates and looking at the records in the hospitals and the nursing homes, we have determined that we were a little off on our numbers, and we realize now that many of the deaths that were reported because of COVID were actually people who died with COVID, not people who died of COVID. Again, I could be totally wrong, but this is one county in California, and they have already changed their death toll by 25%. That's huge. That's huge. And they're now saying, oops, yeah, we were wrong. And of course the news media was completely complicit with this, because they wanted to report as many deaths as they possibly could, because it instilled fear, and fear creates higher ratings. It does. Sad to say, but it is true. And then, I'm not even going to get into this, but headline, Dr. Fauci participated in a secret meeting with scientists in February of 2020. Yeah, we're also going to find out a whole lot more about Dr. Fauci, and it's not going to be pretty.